You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
Interesting thing in tech, it's Elon again. We're getting documents coming out of the court case where he called the Thai submarine builder a pedo guy. And we're learning exactly what he was thinking when he said that, why he said that. It's a lawsuit that the guy has filed against Elon. The whole thing is a mess. But the details we're getting are insane. So it turns out that Elon, before broadcasting to his 20-something million Twitter followers that this guy was a pedo guy, had spent an hour Googling him and had decided that he must be a pedo guy because why is an old white guy living in Thailand and what does he do? And also the guy criticized Elon. And so, sure, he's old and creepy. So pedo guy came out. And it's a good reminder of a couple things. It's a reminder of, number one, people with large followings on social media need to be careful. Think about the time, effort, money that's been wasted by Elon Musk dealing with this lawsuit, where really he should be working on his many different companies and initiatives. And you gotta think about social media, not just as like a fun thing you do from your phone to your fans, but as a broadcast to the world. And then there's another thing, which is something we know about Musk and about Tesla. He needs to have adults around him. Right? This is one of the great product designers, engineers, inventors of our time, right? He made SpaceX, he made Tesla. The guy is amazing, but he has uncontrolled impulses. And we all know executives like that, really smart people like that, and they keep other folks around them. We keep them in boxes so they can do the work they need to do instead of just blasting out crazy insults to millions and millions of people. So this is a good moment to learn a bit about Musk, to read the transcripts and raise your eyebrows, and also a reminder for the boards of his companies and for the other executives at his companies that really he should not be spending his time on Twitter like this. All right, I'm going to go read the rest of the transcripts, but it's the most interesting thing in tech. I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.